This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
Probably. The Batawang.
Yeah. Do you know that book is going for freaking like $1 billion?
Yeah. Dennis and I saw it sell at Cape Con, which was, Thursday, Friday. We saw it on Saturday. So 3 days after it came out.
Okay.
We saw it sell for $60.
Yeah, it was the one copy that I saw in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Was $70 cover price.
Yeah.
Which
and
is
like
insane.
The vendor had it, obviously. And a guy walked up to him and he's like, "Hey, would you take 50 for that?" And the guy was like, "Nope, I already had offers." And they just had to go to the ATM or whatever. And sure enough, like when we made our way back, it was gone. So I'm assuming somebody picked it up.
Yeah, that would be my guess. When I saw it, when I walked past the one vendor that had it like prominently displayed, I was like, "Oh, I should grab a copy. You know, why not have one?" And then I look, and right in the top corner, $70. I was like, "Oh, that is why I'm not going to have a copy of this."
Yeah,
I'm like, I got it digitally. I don't need this.
Yeah, and the second printing is going to have the Batawang in it, anyways.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my copy has it, you know, the digital, they shadowed it, so you don't even see.
Which, it's a big shadow anyway.
Yeah, you know what? I don't see why.
It's like somebody drew it, and then, like, you know, like when we were kids and we were evil and thought everything was funny?
Yeah.
And we took our eraser and, like, drew a little penis with our eraser on it.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's not as bad as remember that painting a couple years ago that someone messed up and then tried to repaint?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like that.
No.
But like, why even bother?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep.
For all the new fuss, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's always got to be something.
So 3 days after it release date, you could sell it for $70?
Yeah.
And it's oversized too, right?
Oh, yeah, it was big.
Yeah, like magazine style. Yeah, we're talking about the book itself.
The
Wang.
Correct. Yeah, no, it definitely looked like it was magazine sized. I don't remember what they call it in comics.
Yeah.
But is that prestige format?
Maybe so.
Yeah. But
I know there's a "that's what she said" joke in there somewhere.
But yeah, that was a little surprising. It's
yeah.
Like, wow, Sticker Shock.
And then some of the websites were posting it and putting like eggplants where it was supposed to be, you know, the little emoji. Yeah. I was like, okay, so what's worse, putting the eggplant there to draw your attention to it or just putting it there? And like, I even had a hard time seeing it. You guys thought I was joking around, like on Discord.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, I can't, obviously, I don't see it in the digital. And then, like, I was reading articles about it where it was uncensored or whatever. And I was like, I still don't see it.
Well, you have passed the Rorschach test.
I'm glad.
Yeah, to me, it just looked like a cloud.
It was steam because he just got out of his costume.
Oh, yeah. Man, oh man, I am so beat from this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But did you have fun, though?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, I didn't do a lot of panels like I normally do.
Right.
We only did the Constantine movie panel,
mm-hmm.
which comes out, let's see, this comes out Thursday, which came out 2 days ago.
Yeah, right.
That was actually really entertaining. Of course, I don't know if you listened to the recording of it or not that we put out, or that I put
out. Yep, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, of course he wasn't there. Like, it was advertised that Constantine would be there. But no, he's got to be filming some TV show.
The most awesomest TV show on the CW.
He's on Batwoman?
No. I mean, he could be later on. I don't know, but...
That's not actually a show, right? She's just making an appearance in some crossover thing?
Yeah. Okay. She's just... Yeah. Which they announced what the title was, right?
Did they? I don't remember seeing it.
It's called Elseworld.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, whatever.
But I think she's supposed to show up on Arrow.
Right. Yeah, I think that's where she shows up first.
So now's about the time where everybody will tweet about Ruby Rose again.
Why did it? The shows haven't started yet, have they?
No. I'm just saying now's the time. You know, everybody forgot about it. New York Comic Con happened. You know, so then it's just like, oh, now it's time to everybody to bitch so they can, like, she's not on Twitter again, but, you know, she'll quit Twitter again.
You know what'll happen? It'll be just before the episode airs. Like, everyone will have forgotten that happened. And then you'll see, like, the scenes from next week, which will show her. And that's when everybody will flip out again. Because, you know, at that point, their outrage will be well-timed.
Yeah.
And no one's going to care. And then all of them are going to hate watch the episode anyway. So, doesn't matter. But, the Constantine animated film looks really good. The scenes that they showed were awesome, and the animation looks great, and the voice acting is always really pretty excellent. So I am looking forward to actually having time to sit and watch that.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
And the one thing my friend and I were trying to figure out is it's being released on DVD on the 9th, but with the DC Universe app, does it go automatically onto there, or is there like a waiting period or something? Like, I don't know how that works, and I guess I'll have to find out 2 days ago.
Yeah. You'll have to go back and be like, oh, look.
Yeah. Yeah. But
So I heard that there is a huge Aquaman. I think you were saying it, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, Aquaman was, like, being promoted hardcore.
Yeah, they, last bunch of years, DC has basically taken over one... it's not the main concourse. It's like half a level down, but it's still not down on like the bottom floor. They'll take over like a whole area. And I think it started with the Superman anniversary, the 75th anniversary, okay, where they set up, it was every single Superman costume that had been used in the movies and TV that they had. I mean, obviously they were behind like glass stuff, but I mean, it went straight from black and white Superman straight up through, you know, Henry Cavill's suit and Dean Cain's, and like, I mean, everybody's was there.
Huh.
Yeah. It was actually really fun to see. And it was crazy to see like the size difference between people that, you know, you wouldn't think Christopher Reeve was as big as he was, but I mean, his costume was like, I was thinking, oh yeah, you know, you look at Henry Cavill who's built and you know, he's tall and muscular and you're like, oh yeah, there's no way that, you know, Christopher Reeve is going to, but his was just about the same size. So it was nuts. And then the year after that, there was the Batman costumes. And then they did, was it all the Batman costumes? Maybe the year after that was when Batman versus Superman came out. And they did stuff for that where they had the costumes from that movie. And like behind other displays, they had a whole bunch of like the Bat gadgets that were used, which was cool. And the year they did Wonder Woman, they had all the Wonder Woman costumes, and they had the Justice League costumes. I guess that was last year? Last year or 2 years? When did that movie come out? Was that last? Yeah, it was last year. Yeah. Yeah, right? Justice League was last fall?
Yep. Last year. Last fall.
Yeah, so they had all of the Justice League costumes, and now this year they had the Aquaman set up, which is pretty cool. They had the Black Manta costume, they had Aquaman's costume, and they had Mira's costume. And they also,
which Aquaman costume did they have?
It was like the royal costume.
So the original one?
Not the original. I mean, it's hard to tell, but it looks like it's going to be the outfit that he's wearing towards the end of the movie, maybe.
Towards the end of the new trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. The more traditional one then.
No, it wasn't. Kind of. It wasn't the orange shirt. It was more, I don't know. It's hard to describe. It was like more regal, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't, but okay. But so like, it was more like copperish looking?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like what it looks like on the previews, like where it's actually like copper plated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Armor and instead of a female.
The trident was there too, which was cool. And they also had like a 6 or 7 foot tall Aquaman built out of Legos, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
But
we need a Lego Aquaman movie now.
Yeah, you know what? He's been in a bunch of they've made a ton of direct-to-video or direct-to-Cartoon Network movies.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been in a bunch of those, but there hasn't been like a straight-up Aquaman story that I can remember. But like my kids watch the heck out of them. I'm trying to think what else DC had there. They had the new Lego DC Villains game that's coming out later this month.
Okay.
There were a couple displays for that where you could wait online to play the demo. And then they had, you know, like the carnival game with the sledgehammer to test your strength?
Yeah.
They had one of those with Harley's hammer that after you tried the demo, you could do that. And I'm telling the first day, we didn't realize that that was there. And you're over by the DC stuff. And they have like a little interview area where they're doing stuff, I guess, for whatever it is, DC Nation,
okay,
the YouTube channel or whatever. Or maybe the news thing that's going to be on the DC Universe. And then they have like a two tables set up in like a little pushback area where they were doing DC and Vertigo signings. And then they had the costumes and you're standing there and you just hear like this bang every like couple minutes. You're like, the heck is that? You know, like the first time you just think, oh, okay, someone, you know, dropped a piece of their costume or something. And then like, again, you hear it again. You're like, what the hell? And finally Friday, we went back over there at one point and we saw the people hitting the sledgehammer. Like, oh, okay, that makes way more sense now. Because we're like, this is very frequent for people's costumes to be falling apart.
Right.
So.
So didn't Daniel try it?
He did not.
On Sunday?
To be honest, when we got over there, we started walking towards it, and he's like, yeah, I don't care about the costumes. And we're like, all right. Like, by then, it was probably, I mean, it was after 4, and I think the show closes at 5 on Sunday. So he's like, I don't care about this. I want to go back upstairs. We're like, all right, that's fine. Whatever. You know?
So, all right. So, Thursday and Friday, you went with your regular con friend, right?
Yes.
And then Sunday, Nathaniel went with you.
Yep. Yeah.
And then, like, with 45 minutes before the con closes, Dewan shows up.
No, he got there. Trying to think what time he got there. I think we ran into each other about 1 o'clock, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he was, when we stopped to eat lunch, he was messaging me that they were on their way. They were, like, a couple blocks away. And I was like, all right, when you get in, let me know where you are. And I can kind of direct you to where I am or about where I'll be. And we went, Nathaniel's friends, they did like this Adventure Time trivia challenge.
Uh-huh.
And, so we were waiting over by that thing for a bit. And when they finished, Nathaniel saw some, I don't know what the hell this is, Bendy. It's some video game that apparently both of my kids know what it is. I have no idea. It's like one of those weird first-person like horror puzzle games.
Okay.
This one's called like Bendy and the Inkwell or something. Nathaniel's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like, what? He's like, I want to play this. I go, okay. To play this, like, look at this line over here. He goes, I don't care. He's like, I got to play it. I was like, all right, that's fine. So we got online and, you know, his friends and their dad were like, oh, we're going to go over by these books. You know, I was like, that's fine. We will literally be on this line for about an hour. So we waited and waited. And as we were online, Dewan's texting me. He's like, oh, we're inside. Where are you? I'm like, okay, look for the giant, like square rooster teeth thing hanging up on the ceiling by aisle 900. We are at the video games that are like right next to that. He's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, all right, I'm here. Where are you? And I'm like, I don't see you anywhere, man. He's like, I'm by the couch. I'm like, I don't even see a couch. I'm like, we are at that point. We were the next ones online to go. So I'm like, look for the video games, follow the line for the video games. We are at the front. And then he came around and he's like, hey man, what's up? I was like, I don't know who you are.
Who is this guy?
Yeah. No. I should have.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Throw my kid at him and run away. Yeah, but he was there. He was there with his wife. And then I was like, all right, what do you guys want to do? And I will tell you where you need to go. He's like, oh, we're just going to walk around. And then I kind of point. I was like, all right next to where we are where all the small publishers are. And like literally right across the aisle from where I was where my friend's booth was. So I was like, the guy right there, that's my buddy. I grew up with him. Go harass him. And then the big comic publishers, like if you go three aisles past them into the main room, they're all like right about there. And if you want, and you know, Artist Alley is you go downstairs and then you go downstairs again and you go all the way to the right. And he's like, oh my God, this place is big. I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, this is not, I don't know how big C2E2 is, but like the actual convention center itself, but the Javits is ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's why I'll never attend.
Yeah, lame.
Well, I can't say never. Never say never, right?
You should go to experience it once.
Dude, I would be like Daryl and like go in and be like, nope, too many people. I'm going to go here and drink beer and you guys, I'll be here.
No, he'll usually, he's kind of, the few times I've run into him, he's just kind of hanging out in Artist Alley with friends. Like last year, this year I ended up not seeing him at all. Like we just never crossed paths. Last year he was hanging out with Erica Schultz. The year before he was hanging, I don't remember who he was hanging out with. He was at somebody else's table. So.
Okay. So obviously Saturday's nuts, which is why yes. You never go. Correct. Right?
Yeah. I'll put it this way. Saturday at the con is so crazy. I opted to go to work instead of going to the con.
Okay. But here's the question though, like on Thursday and Fridays.
Okay.
And then Sunday. Mm-hmm. What is the busiest areas?
Okay. The last couple years, they've been expanding out of the Javits Center. That it used to be everything was there, but now, like the really, really, really big panels, like the Gotham panel, the Doctor Who panel, the Walking Dead, like stuff like that has moved out of the Javits and to other locations in the city, which are, I mean, still easy walking distance. I mean, the worst is maybe a 10-block walk, which isn't horrible. That stuff will be up. You know, the theater at Madison Square Garden has some things. The Hammerstein Ballroom has some things. When we were walking back up to the train on Thursday, we passed some random Star Wars, like, museum setup in a building. And we're like, okay, I got to remember. Like, we were late for the train we were trying to catch. So we're like, all right, we got to remember tomorrow to leave a little bit earlier so we can walk through here. And then we just totally forgot about it. But there's a couple, like, corners or aisles of the show floor that I don't know exactly what happens. I don't know if they're just a little bit thinner in the aisle because they tried to cram, like, a couple extra booths in somewhere.
Right. But
there's just a few spots that just bottleneck on the show floor. And
yeah, like, it seems like it never happens, or it always happens. It never fails.
And it's always the same spots. Like the main floor itself is kind of divided into two giant rooms. The room to the left sort of has more entertainment type of things. Like that's where this year they had a South Park Cartman escape room, which is all pretty right. popular. There was like a whole setup for the new Heathers TV show over there. The Funko Pops are over in that area. There's last year, I think was the first year they did this. They set up kind of, an interview stage in the back, which is where, I don't know if you saw the pictures I sent to the group of, Ralph Macchio and William Zabka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was like Neil deGrasse Tyson was interviewed back there for something. They did their Cobra Kai thing back there. Last year, the big one that they had there was, what's the guy's name? Stand Against Evil.
Okay, yeah.
That TV show. So they'll do some of that. And that area, honestly, is not, it never gets too crowded over there, except by the table that has the pro wrestlers. I forget what the comic company, Headlock Comics?
Headlocked, yeah.
Yeah.
Headlocked, yeah.
Their booth is always like right at, it's up against the wall on the side, but it's right at the end of an aisle. So the aisle coming in front of the booth and then you got the aisle going away, like across from it and going away, which is where they'll start mm-hmm. queuing people for the autographs and the pictures.
Right.
That area there gets ridiculous. Always ridiculous.
And I saw that there was, I think it was Christian, Jerry Lawler, Lita, and Trish.
Trish and...
And Sting.
Sting. Yeah, Sting was supposedly there. I mean, I avoid that area as much as possible. So I didn't see Sting there. I did see the other people. And there was somebody else. Someone in a mask. I don't know who it was.
Yeah. El Generico.
No, that would have been great. But yeah, they were all there. You know, that area is a mess. But then the rest of that room is pretty okay.
Except pretty open. Yeah.
Except by the Funkos, when people make the rush in the morning to try and get online before they realize that they needed to get a ticket somewhere else to get online to even go buy the stuff. So, but like eventually that area clears out, because I don't know how they run it, because I don't go and buy them, but it seems like every couple hours there's another, okay, we're open kind of deal. Like, you know, maybe you get a ticket to come up at 11 o'clock and these people get a ticket to come up at 1 o'clock or something like that. So at least it spreads it out and they know how much to set aside of each thing. And then like the small press area is pretty decent, which is nice because you can actually like explore some indie comics. The main floor doesn't get too bad, except like I was saying, in like the back corners, just for some reason, and it's like the booths that are over there, it's just like random crap. It's not like, you know, oh, you know, Neil Adams is set up in the corner and everyone's going to go talk to him. It's just like, here's a random booth of t-shirts. And the guy that I went with on Sunday, my son's friend's father, has a friend that does a bunch of like 3D printed stuff. Like his table was back over there.
Okay.
And, you know, like some guy that makes fangs for people was back like in that kind of area.
All
right. And, you know, but it's like the only thing I can think why it gets so crowded is just because of the way that the corner is set.
Yeah, but, I can see that.
But like the other corners of the rooms don't get like that. It's just the one in the back, this one back corner, which is nuts. Yeah.
What was one of the cool things that you saw though this weekend? Like, if you had to pick like your favorite thing that happened or saw or whatever this weekend, what do you think it was?
Probably hanging out at Jay Lee's table for a bit, watching him paint. What was he doing the first day? He was painting a Spider-Man for somebody. That was fantastic. And basically that was what I was trying to decide, if I was going to do a sketch cover or not. And watching him do that, when I was like, yeah, you know what? His price for like a 3/4 action, you know, full detailed bust was not ridiculous.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and he will be the one, the one action cover that I get done this year.
I know we only talked about that one, but did you get other covers done by other people?
You know what? I tried, because I ended up buying a bunch of trades from people. I was trying, basically all of the trades I got were my budget for a second cover.
Okay.
So I ended up, I was like, you know what? I'll spend a little more than I was hoping to do a Jay Lee Superman.
Right.
And I'll just do that one this year and we'll see what happens from there. I did happen to get another cover because we were walking by the Tick booth.
Yeah.
And the artist for the Tick was there doing free sketches if you bought anything.
Oh.
So I was like, crap, I wish I had a second Action 1000 with me.
Uh-huh.
Because I had an idea for a cover. But I was like, you know what, forget it. And I bought, for $8, I bought a Tick Zero sketch blank. And I had him draw. Basically, my idea was for there to be, you know, his catchphrase is spoon, right?
Yeah.
So my idea was to have, you know, I was thinking maybe him holding up the Superman sign, and after the Superman S, having him go like, you know, P-O-O-N. But then he's like, I don't know if I can just write P spoon on a cover for somebody. I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. So we did it basically at a Superman rally. Someone's holding up a sign that says, "We love" with the Superman logo. And the tick is behind it, and his sign is kind of being shadowed by the S that said, yeah. So, like, his sign, you can see that there was an S, so his sign does say spoon.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, my buddy that I was with actually got, he had one of his Action 1000 covers, and he had him, he did, it's the tick, kind of with his shirt open, and it's got a T logo instead of the S, and he's saying, super keen. Yeah.
So besides the train ride that took forever.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like a version of my train ride from CTE2, but you got there a lot quicker than I did.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened with yours. I just, that was getting home, right?
Yeah, that was getting home.
Yeah, this there was a fire, or there was something at Penn Station Thursday night after we had left Penn Station, thankfully, which was still affecting whatever going into Friday.
It's probably the Yankees-Boston game.
No, because that was in Boston.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
I gotcha.
You know, like, I was seeing friends of mine complaining about the crowd at Penn Station and how they were basically stuck there after work for hours.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, like, we happened to get out, I think, just at the right time. I think we caught, like, a 4:15, 4:30 train. So we were out before whatever happened. But Friday morning, they were still running one track into and out of Penn Station.
Oh, wow.
So what was normally a 12-minute train ride from Secaucus was about an hour because they rode us out of the Secaucus station, and then we sat there just somewhere on tracks waiting. Every once in a while, we'd get an update. Oh, yeah, three trains ahead of us. You know, they got to go in and out, and then we can go in. I'm like, oh, great.
So besides that, what do you think was the worst thing? Or something that annoyed you and you didn't have fun?
You know,
about it.
There really wasn't anything this year. Like, I didn't really go in with any expectations for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember filling out a raffle thing for the guaranteed spots in the Constantine panel, but apparently I did.
Right.
So, you know, we went to that. But, like, honestly, there were not a lot of panels that I was interested in. And the few that I were at, like, really weird times that, you know, obviously the Saturday stuff was out, but there were a couple things, like, Thursday and Friday night at, like, 6 o'clock and 7:30, and I was like, you know, like, my friend had to be at some work dinner for his wife by 7 on Friday.
Okay.
So we ended up leaving the city about 3:30.
Okay.
So we're like, yeah, and then if anything bothered me about this weekend, it was Sunday, which is the kids' day. There were like zero panels at all that the kids would have been interested in.
Really?
Like, yeah, there was nothing. We were looking the whole, like, I had the program and, you know, we got the phone app and stuff, and the whole car ride in, we're looking at stuff, and there was nothing. Like last year, I don't remember the name of the show, Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
I guess the cartoon.
Yeah.
There was like a Gravity Falls thing, and there were like a couple other, you know, like Nick shows or Cartoon Network, like the kid stuff.
Right.
There's a whole, like, they usually load that stuff up on Sundays so that on Kids Day, the kids have things that they might be interested in going to.
Mm-hmm.
But this year there was like, there was nothing, you know, which was kind of a letdown, but you know, we had a good time wandering around. So it wasn't, I mean, look, it's not like there's nothing to do.
Right, yeah.
There's plenty to do in the place, but
a bad day at the con is better than a good day at work.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I mean, I was telling Nathaniel, I was like, oh, you know, we might be able to go see, you know, people that are on, you know, just an example, like Adventure Time.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to a panel where the people who write it and the voice actors are there and they talk about the show and you can ask questions. And he's like, oh, that would be fun. I said, yeah, so we'll see what there is, but, you know, nothing. So that out of everything, that is probably the biggest disappointment.
So this
also
was
on Sunday, they sold out of hot pretzels by like 3 o'clock inside the Javits Center.
Well, yeah.
It's cool.
But I bet they had tons of cotton candy though.
No, they don't have cotton candy.
I was just insane.
It was funny because they were out of the hot pretzels. We ended up, I think, getting the last one in the building because we wandered around from like food area to food area. But like as soon as we left the Javits Center, my son was like, "Dad, I really wanted a hot pretzel," because my, you know, his friends got one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "All right, there will literally be a vendor cart as soon as we walk onto the sidewalk. There's going to be like a dozen of them." He goes, "Really?" I'm like, "It's like you've never been in the city with us before." And so we walk around the corner, and the woman, you know, there was a cart right there, and I was like, "Oh, you know, I'll get a pretzel." My son, he's like, "Nah, I don't want one." And I was like, "Are you sure? Because I'm going to get one." I'm like, "Do you want to share it?" He goes, "No." So I get it. You know, she's like, "Oh, you know, $4. I was like, "Whatever." So I hand her a $5, and he goes, "Dad, I want a pretzel." I was like, "All right, do you want to share this one or do you want a pretzel?" And she looks, she goes, "You know what? I'll give you 2 for $5. I was like, "All right, that works." So they were 8 inside.
Yeah. So this was Nathaniel's first con, right?
Correct.
Do you think he had fun overall, or could you really tell?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
He's only 9. So. Right.
Well, I mean, when Austin goes to a con with me, it's hard for me to tell too.
Well, yeah, but he has, I mean, he's like in high school, so he has more, "Oh, I really like this show. I'm going to see if I can find something related to that show that's here."
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas Nathaniel's just like, this is the first time he's seen a crowd like this.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this is even going to a sporting event, this is still at least 10 times bigger.
Yeah.
So I think at first that kind of not messed with his head, but I think it took like a little adjusting to just how many people were everywhere.
Right.
Even though he's, you know, small enough that he can sneak through the crowd.
Yeah. So a couple times, do you think he felt overwhelmed then?
I'm not sure overwhelmed. I know sometimes when we were waiting online for some things, he was bored. Which I figured was going to happen, which is why we brought his DS.
Yeah.
That, you know, we didn't really queue for that long because we have the, you know, the industry passes.
Yeah.
So we were able to bypass the queue hall and go wait up right by the show floor. And by the time we got inside, it was like maybe 15 minutes and we got in.
Right. Because you got in early, like 30 minutes earlier than everybody.
You know what? Thursday, it was like 5 minutes to 10, they let us in.
Okay.
And we're like, "All right, you know, I thought we got in early, but whatever." Either way, we're still starting out right at the show floor instead of having to come up like 3 levels from the queue hall.
Right.
Friday, it's hard to explain. There's a bunch of different ways into the show floor itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the level that we were at to get into the show floor, there were 2 entrances that they were queuing the people for.
Mm-hmm.
At about 9:25 on Friday, the other side was letting people in. And I mean, we can see them right from where we are. So a bunch of people started yelling, "That side's going in, just go in." And I'm like, I mean, my friend and I, we were like maybe 4 people deep in the crowd to get in. And I'm like, I'm not shoving anybody. I'm like, I don't care if I go in now. I don't care if I go in 10 minutes. It's not going to make any difference. Like, I'm not trying to run to get a ticket for something. But then eventually the guy saw that the other side was opening up and he goes, "Oh, well, I guess they're letting them in early. So you guys may as well go in." He just kind of waves us all through. But Sunday they let us in. It was just about 10 again.
Oh.
Yeah. But asking Nathaniel if he had a good time when we were there, he was complaining that he was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was bored.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Why did you bring me?" But then as soon as we left, he was telling me how much fun he had. He really enjoyed it and he wants to go again next year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know with you. And you know, and my wife, when we got home, she's like, she asked him, "How was it?" And he goes, "Mom, it was awesome. I had such a good time." I'm like, "What the hell?" And as soon as he walked away, she looks at me, she goes, "Did he have a good time?" I'm like, "He told me the entire day he's bored. When we went to eat lunch, he wasn't hungry."
Yeah.
When we went to him, like, the whole day. So,
yeah.
Well, who knows?
That's what I was saying. No matter if you're 9 or 18, like Austin is, it's like the whole time, like, he's melancholy there. Like, he gets excited, and I say that with air quotes, right. Like when there's dollar boxes or whatever, so he can rifle through.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like, you know, ho-humming around. And then as soon as we get in the car, it's like, and I'm like, dude, where was all this excitement before?
Yeah, at about, maybe about 12:30, 1 o'clock, he was like, Dad, are we going home soon? I'm like, no, we're staying the whole day. You know, if he was like really miserable, I told his friend, you know, his friend's dad, I was like, look, I know we drove in together. Like, I paid for his parking as soon as we got there.
Yeah.
But I said to him, like, look, if Nathaniel's like really miserable, I might just walk him up to Penn Station and just take the train home, you know, just so he's not crazy. Mm-hmm. But no, he seemed to enjoy it. I think the worst part for him was when his friends were doing the Adventure Time panel or the trivia contest.
Okay.
Because it, yeah, I mean, there was a long wait. Basically, you had to sign up like 15 or 20 minutes before it started. And then they were calling up two people at a time to do the trivia thing. And they were asking, it was best out of five. And then the winner got a prize and the other person got something. So it probably took, for his friends, probably took about 30 to 45 minutes for them even to go. And, you know, Nathaniel didn't want to do it. So we were just kind of sitting on the side waiting. Like, we walked around a little bit and then we went back just to wait for them. And he just, you know, broke out the DS and just laid on the floor and played a game. So...
So your big purchase was Jay Lee.
Yes, I bought cover. Him. He is coming to my house. Yeah.
He'll probably be late like the rest of DC.
No, well, the way he was doing it, actually, like, I mean, look, I wasn't in any rush. And when I set up the cover, he's like, are you getting this graded? And I was like, no, why? He's like, oh, okay, because, you know, CGC and all them set up here, anyone who wants... graded stuff he prioritizes just to get it done while he's there with them,
right?
And he's like, if not, and I go, listen, if you have to ship it to me, I don't care, you
right
know? Like, I know, you know, it's not like, I mean, I didn't say to him, but I'm like, it's not like you're some like random indie guy that's like, yeah, I'll make you a cover and I'll send it to you, and then, you know, like 4 years later you still have nothing.
Yeah. Okay. So that was your big purchase. What was Nathaniel's big thing?
Honestly, he got a rare Pokemon plushie.
That was the only thing that he wanted?
No. He wanted a bunch of Fortnite t-shirts and like random... Oh, there was like a flail that he wanted that was okay because the ball at the end was very soft, so it wouldn't hurt his brother if he hit him with it. But basically, I told him as we went in, I go, listen, if you want, you know, if we're walking through Artist Alley or the show floor or something and some kind of like a comic or, you know, a book or something interests you or looks interesting, let me know. We'll walk over. We can talk to the people about it, you know, and if you want it, I'll buy you whatever books and stuff like that. But if we're walking around and you see things that we can literally order online for a third of the price that they've marked it up for at this convention, I'm telling you, no. And of course he sees these Fortnite shirts and he's like, Dad, I need that shirt. I need to get this one. And I'm like, all right, how much are the shirts? $40. I was like, okay, no, you're not getting that shirt. He's like, Dad. I'm like, what did I say before? He goes, Dad, you can't get those anywhere. So immediately I open up my phone. I go, dink, dink. And I show him. And I'm like, there you go. $17. I'm like, I'm not spending $40 on something I can get for less than half that and have it delivered next day. You know, like he's too young to understand.
Yeah, they don't,
you know,
get it.
How that works.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this Pokemon is, but I mean, I've never seen it before, which leads me to believe I've never seen the plushie before anywhere. But he was like, Dad, I need this. I really need this. I was like, all right, this is the deal. And at this point, like, it was Sunday afternoon, so they were marking stuff down.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, oh, we'll give you two for, you know, whatever price. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, this is the deal. If you can find something that your brother would want, I will get that one for you. He's like, oh, okay. So we got, he got his brother a Donkey Kong plushie. Because, like, for some reason, Zach is just, like, obsessed with Donkey Kong.
Oh, so it was actual. I just thought he just picked it out.
Like. No. He likes it. But, of course, when we get home, he's like, oh, I really wanted, like, the Koopalings. And I'm just like, you have like all of them. He goes, no, I don't have. I'm like, listen, they didn't have those there. This is what they had. And so deal with it. And he's going, no, thank you. Thank you. So that those plushies were like the big purchases for my kids, because he really didn't want anything else. He got a couple buttons from whatever the hell Cuphead is. I think it's a game.
Maybe. I don't know.
But he's like, Dad, Cuphead buttons. I was like, all right, how much are they? He's like, they're $1. I was like, perfect. Pick a couple. I was like, I don't care.
Just my price.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, just make sure you get enough that your brother has however many you get. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was surprised. Like, no, he wasn't interested in any of the books, any of the comic, like nothing, you know. But when we were in Artist Alley, a bunch of people, I guess, had candy at their table. So he and his friend were just running around looking for candy. Not, I don't think they were actually looking at any of the books. So,
well, that's, you know, I mean, you're a 9-year-old kid. Of course, you're going to look for candy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a 40-year-old kid and I look for candy.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, if they had candy, I would have definitely done it. But, you know, when they were upset because there was no candy left by the time we were down in Artist Alley. So then we went up to Jelly Belly as a booth.
Okay.
So they gave out, like, everyone who walked by, they were just handing, like, 2 or 3 mini bags.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you walked by there at least 3 or 4 times. A couple
times, maybe.
Yeah.
There is, they have this cool food truck thing inside the Javits Center.
Okay.
Like, up by the floor, where they'll do, like, comic or movie or TV show inspired foods.
All right.
And you got to go up and get a ticket, and it'll tell you what time to come back, because they only do it, you know, like every couple hours.
Okay.
So we ended up right by there first thing in the morning on Sunday, and they had the passes. So we went up, and the Sunday foods were, it was a timey-wimey tea, which was like a peach bubble tea from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
There was like a sword cookie with icing, and a separate like little thing of icing that you can dip the sword in for the new She-Ra show. And then there were like some mochi gummy things from Adventure Time, which was kind of cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were going to tell me that you had a bat burger or...
No. It's nothing cooked. It was all like drinks or dessert type stuff.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically you get on the line. And, like, not a lot of people, I think, know about this. They've had it the last couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And you go, and, I mean, like, we were towards the back of the line, and we were only about 20 people deep. So, like, you snake around once, and you go up, and you give them the pass. You're like, oh, you know, I'll have this. Okay, perfect. And then they just hand it to you, and you walk away. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to talk about? Or you want to wrap this one up?
Oh, I do have one question, comic-related question for you.
Okay.
When Brian Michael Bendis was at Marvel.
Yeah.
Did he write like 72 books a month?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just how he is?
Yeah, that's just how he is.
Okay.
Yeah, he had like Ultimate Spider-Man, The Defenders, Avengers. Like he had... Iron Man. He had like tons of stuff going on.
Okay. Yeah, because I was trying to figure it out because they announced whatever his other imprint, Wonder Comics,
Jinx World?
No. The other one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, I guess it's like teen, sort of. Yeah. Like, you know how they had the new imprints for like the younger kids and like the slightly older kids? Yeah. This one, it's like the Wonder Twins, Young Justice. I forget what else it is, but apparently he's doing a bunch of those.
Yeah. He's doing Young Justice, right?
Yeah.
The prelude to the cartoon.
I think so.
Yeah. Which is weird because, you know, episode one of Young Justice
is them meeting.
Meeting. So, you know.
Yep. I mean, maybe it'll just be like them training with their people.
I don't know. Yeah,
because I was trying to figure it out, because he's currently doing Action Comics and Superman.
Yeah.
He's got 4 Jinx World books.
Yeah.
And now he's got Young Justice, and I think he might be writing one of the other ones also.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he was just helping do the first one or something like that.
Possible.
I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. He does like 6 or 7 usually.
Okay. That makes way more sense to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's... Yeah, like the Young Justice group?
Yeah.
I think it's like a weird group of people too. Like it's not the normal thing because he said that there was some like teenage Green Lantern from like somewhere in South America who is like, you know, like all kids, basically like a computer genius.
Okay.
And pretty much they hack into a power battery and like are able to manipulate it to do like Green Lantern stuff.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. he'll I bring mean, back Mason cool. Minos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think what else? Yeah, there's like a couple other. Cool. Yeah, there's a few other books from that line. I forget what they are now. But yeah, I was like, I was thinking about it actually today. I was like, you know what? Did he write a lot of books? Like, is this just how he is, or is this something new? And he's like, hopefully doesn't stretch
crash
himself too thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. No, this is, like I said, he's always had at least 3, if not 4 books going on all at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. Because this looks like it's at least 7 at this point.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Because there for a while, he was like the big man on campus at Marvel. So he was like pretty much was writing everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I knew they had him on a lot of, I guess he did a lot of Avengers stuff.
Avengers, yeah. He did Jessica Jones, obviously. And like I said, the Ultimate Universe part of it. So Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate X-Men, Ultimate Fantastic Four.
And he was doing Jinx World stuff. Like outside of Marvel, yeah, while all that was right. going on,
exactly. Yeah, which it's not Jinx World; it was under the Marvel Icon imprint. Okay. But I mean, I think it only got titled Jinx World. I mean, maybe not, but I'm pretty sure it was under the Icon imprint at Marvel before.
Interesting, but yeah. Unless you got anything else, I got nothing else.
I got nothing. I was just.
Well, if you would like to get in touch with me on the Twitter, you can at Aaron S. Bell.
I'm at Rombar316.
The show is at DC_Absolute. Our email is absolutedcpodcast@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.